Section 3. The Naked Face. What Ekman is saying is that the face is an enormously rich source of information about emotion. In fact, he makes an even bolder claim, one central to understanding how mind reading works, and that is that the information on our face is not just a signal of what is going on inside our mind. In a certain sense, it is what is going on inside our minds. The beginnings of this insight came when Ekman and Friesen were first sitting across from each other, working on expressions of anger and distress. It was weeks before one of us finally admitted feeling terrible after a session where we'd been making one of those faces all day, Friesen says. Then the other realized that he'd been feeling poorly too, so he began to keep track. They then went back and began monitoring their bodies during particular facial movements. Say you do AU1, raising the inner eyebrows, and 6, raising the cheeks, and 15, the lowering of the corner of the lips, Ekman said, and then did all 3. What we discovered is that that expression alone is sufficient to create marked changes in the autonomic nervous system. When this first occurred, we were stunned. We weren't expecting this at all. And it happened to both of us. We felt terrible. What we were generating were sadness, anguish. And when I lower my brows, which is 4, and raise the upper eyelid, which is 5, and narrow the eyelids, which is 7, and press the lips together, which is 24, I'm generating anger. My heartbeat will go up 10 to 12 beats. My hands will get hot. And as I do it, I can't disconnect from the system. It's very unpleasant, very unpleasant. Ekman, Friesen, and another colleague, Robert Levinson, who has also collaborated for years with John Gottman, Psychology is a Small World, decided to try to document this effect. They gathered a group of volunteers and hooked them up to monitors measuring their heart rate and body temperature, the physiological signals of such emotions as anger, sadness, and fear. Half of the volunteers were told to try to remember and relive a particularly stressful experience. The other half were simply shown how to create, on their faces, the expressions that corresponded to stressful emotions, such as anger, sadness, and fear. The second group, the people who were acting, showed the same physiological responses, the same heightened heart rate and body temperature as the first group. A few years later, a German team of psychologists conducted a similar study. They had a group of subjects look at cartoons, either while holding a pen between their lips, an action that made it impossible to contract either of the 2 major smiling muscles, the risorius and the zygomatic major, or while holding a pen clenched between their teeth, which had the opposite effect and forced them to smile. The people with the pen between their teeth found the cartoons much funnier. These findings may be hard to believe because we take it as a given that first we experience an emotion, and then we may or may not express that emotion on our face. We think of the face as the residue of emotion. What this research showed, though, is that the process works in the opposite direction as well. Emotion can also start on the face. The face is not a secondary billboard for our internal feelings. It is an equal partner in the emotional process.